Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is August the 8th, and it is 10 o'clock. My name is Oliver Mujica. I am the chair of the committee and with the Planning Division. We could do introductions, please.
Gary, would you like to start?
Gary Akers from Land Development.
Mahmoud Kildur, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Spolito, Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindbergh, Water Department Engineering.
Adam Oaks, Water Department Environmental Control.
Michael Lavalle, Planning Division.
Oh, me? Tom, Office of the Fire Marshal. I thought the guy's behind you.
Hector Druido, Fire Office. Well, sorry, Office of Fire Marshal. Sorry.
Stephanie Sanchez, Secretary. Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Solid Waste.
Thank you. And welcome. So we'll go through. We'll have some comments. I don't know if you've been to these meetings before, but we do for the conditions. We have printed copies of those. That will be provided to you if you haven't already received a copy, and you'll be given an opportunity to answer questions if you'd like, you know, at the end. Michael, would you kindly introduce item number one, please?
Yes, Chair. Thank you. Good morning. Number one is development permit type D, 18-08. It is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a maintenance facility for the Redlands Passenger Rail Project, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a property comprised of two parcels containing approximately 3.43 acres. It is located at the north side of West 3rd Street, west of North I Street in the industrial heavy IH zone. Environmental determination is categorically exempt pursuant to section 15332, infield development projects of the California Environmental Quality Act, and our recommendation is to adopt resolution number 2018-044, adopting the categorical exemption and approving development permit type D 18-08 based on the findings of facts and subject to the conditions of approval.
Thank you, Michael. Do you have anything to add to this?
I do not, Chair.
Thank you. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Sure. We do have a copy of the proposed conditions. If you'd be kind enough to pass those papers. There should be one for Public Works, for Planning, and for the applicants. Basically, I did have a couple questions. Is that existing trailer on site, is that the one that's going to be used for this particular project?
The trailer at site at this time, that will be demolished, and there will be a pre-engineered building coming in its place.
Okay.
And that will be only about 60 feet by 30 feet. That's around 1,800 square feet. That's the operations building. The main building is the maintenance building, which is 15,219 square feet.
Okay. All right. So the conditions are written as if it's ground up. Anyway, right. We're going to ask for a site plan. It's big enough that it qualifies for a categorical WQMP, just based on the disturbed ground. It's also, according to what we rough numbered, it looks like there's also a slope required because you're over 43,560 square foot disturbed. So other than that, pretty normal conditions. We just want to see some sort of on-site plans to review accessibility, building permits through the building department. So, and then Public Works is going to have some comments possibly.
There's nothing there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Same one. I'm sorry, to multiple cases. I'm not used to one. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Mahmoud, anything for us?
No comments from traffic.
Thank you. Robert?
Questions? Your site is only going to use the one driveway. You're not planning on using I Street for anything at all?
There's one driveway going in, and around the building is the road. As per the fire code, we're meeting the fire code on that one.
Okay.
And
so
there'll be, of course, one access point at this time.
Okay, so it's only the one. If by chance, and I wrote the conditions on there, if by chance you had to obtain access through I Street, then you'd have certain requirements for building the road on I Street. So depending on how the conditions and everything come out, you would be either required to put it in there, but if everything is legal and everything through the one access, then that is only based on your access to I Street. The only two that I'm asking for is a truck radius to make sure that the trucks can get in and out of that driveway into your area, and there's a street light that we'd like to have changed out to an LED, if it's not already. I didn't bother to look up. I apologize. If it's already LED, you're already done. There's only two that I have.
Thank you. Robert, anything?
Just standard requirements from the Water Department.
Thank you. Adam, anything for us?
Could you explain to me what is taking place, like industrial activities that'll take place at this location? Is it a maintenance shop? Is there going to be washing trains?
Yes, sir. Actually, this site was originally used by Metrolink for the maintenance of their locomotives and rail cars. Okay. And for RPRP, we are going to use this facility for the maintenance of DMU, diesel multiple unit vehicles. There'll be three initially at site, but this is designed for having 4 to 6 rail cars there. So mainly the maintenance building will be used for the maintenance of the DMUs, and the yard will be used for the storage of those three DMUs there. And there'll be a car wash area also in the middle of the property over there.
Okay. I'm going to provide you an industrial user permit application. Ask for a little bit more information. When you stated a car wash, we're going to want to look at the plumbing plans to determine what size interceptor is going to be required for that location.
Thank you, Adam. Tom?
Thank you.
Good morning. The standard requirements on this access fire sprinklers the building itself, and that's all I have at this time.
Thank you. Let me see what you have for us.
So both refuse enclosures will need to be built to our standard, which I have for you, our detail standard 508. Which is an 8x15 interior dimension enclosure. You'll also work with the building division to modify them if required for ADA, but that's in addition to the 8x15 interior storage area for the dumpsters. Obviously, the hauler will need gate access, so some way. And because of the locations of the enclosures, it will more than likely require the waste hauler to use an additional vehicle to pull the bins out for the driver. So just so that you're aware, that will incur additional monthly charges if that's the route they have to go. And yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Do you have any questions of the other committee members?
We have actually processed these design plans with the city of San Bernardino, and it has been the whole package has been reviewed by the city. So we got some good comments from the fire department and everybody else, engineering teams, and we have incorporated everything in the design.
Great. Michael, do you have anything to add? Any other questions? With that, is there anybody else like to speak on this? I don't. Just here to visit? You're auditing the class? Is that what it is?
I got a letter from my grandfather's property, so I just made it.
Okay, great. With that, our recommendation is to adopt resolution 2018-044. If I may entertain that motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
All right. A first and second. Great. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to comment on Michael's service. I just want to say thank you for all the help he has given us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I appreciate the comments. Just in time is evaluations next week. That's why I was in a hurry to get on the agenda.
Yeah.
Great. With that, it is now 10:10. I'd like to adjourn this meeting to the next meeting of August 22nd at 10 a.m. Get a motion for that, please. Just no opposition.
So moved.
Gracie, thank you.
Second, third.
We'll see you in a couple weeks. Right. Thank you.